Google and others let the truth come out about vaccines so that Big Pharma came to their knees in the last 5 years, and they now have merged with them. So big tech and Big Pharma are all merging. They're all big six tech companies, really big five, are merging with the big six or seven pharma companies. And now they're just not letting consumers have info. It is beyond T.S. Lewis's The Jungle, the level of abuse of the citizens, the level of the abuse of consumers. And then remember, they have the Attorney General of New York wanting me criminally indicted, saying I'm selling coronavirus cures, but I never said I have a cure or treatment for coronavirus, because it's Big Pharma selling vaccines that don't even protect you and has secret vaccine damage funds for the liability of them killing us.
So we see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and improving the nutrition. So things like reducing childhood death and
things like reducing childhood death.
And we have clips of him saying we need to kill old people, death panels.
The willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
And we need to reduce the human population to 500 million.
So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
He's saying it to you. This is a scientific dictatorship, and we're not in the future of it. Now, there's a show that came out 5 years ago, Channel 4 in the UK. It's been bought. It's being remade right now by Amazon. It's called Utopia. And it's about a dystopic future. And in one episode, they talked about a binary weapon where there's one amino acid protein in the food that then, taken with what's in the vaccine, sterilizes you. Well, it just so happens in real studies in Russia and the U.S. and China that just GMO corn does this to the pigs they feed it to. And just the GMO soybeans fed to rats was creating 100% sterilization.
We were a fairly sizable farrow to finish hog operation and also a quite fairly large cow-calf operation. And we've been feeding, growing and feeding the GMO corn since 1997. And basically we got along what we assumed we were getting along fine with them. But when we started feeding our 2000 corn crop, we started experiencing a reproductive problem in our swine first. It was, we started experiencing what they called a pseudo-pregnancy. These animals had all the physiological aspects of being pregnant, but they weren't.
But again, they put it out in movies so that when it really happens, you're just conditioned to accept it all.
Janus consists of a protein and an amino acid. Independently of each other, they're harmless. But when they're brought together in the subject, they act as a genetic trigger that prevents chromosomal division. The cell targeted can no longer replicate itself and is thereby rendered useless. The change is permanent and hereditary.
Which cells are targeted?
Those that control fertility, Becky. The purpose of Janus is to sterilize. The purpose of Janus is to sterilize the entire human race.
They can have viruses. They're tailored to only eat certain receptors in the brain. And they do tests on these to eat the receptors that say you have a governor where you can really bench press 1,000 pounds, but you can only bench press 400 pounds. Or you can really squat 2,000 pounds, but you know, you're a weightlifter. You think you can't, so you can only squat 700. And so it turns, so now you're superhuman. And 30 years ago, they admitted again, vaccines that control behavior. Oh, you'll never want to use heroin again because it goes in and eats those receptors. Well, what do you think heroin and alcohol and nicotine and cocaine and caffeine hit different receptors because you're supposed to be able to receive that? That stuff they admittedly have 30 years ago. I mean, Hitler was cloning rabbits in 1943. I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get VasoBeats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and VasoBeats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Get in these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWars. War Room is raw. Streaming live at band.video on this Monday, May 11th, 2020, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones at some point in the second hour, who is on a surprise mission right now. We actually have had a couple surprise missions in the city of San Antonio, just south here of Austin. Myself on Friday, and now Alex Jones today. So stay tuned for that coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. And I'm sitting here looking at all the news, trying to decide what's the big story. There's the sign in the sky right there. Chinese virus on a banner flying behind a plane in San Antonio. Because, you know, Owen Schroyer with a bullhorn was just phase one of saying Chinese virus. Then we flew a plane with a banner behind it. That was phase two. And now phase three has been launched and initiated and will soon be for your viewing pleasure. SayChineseVirus.com. There it is, flying in the sky of San Antonio. So that's going on here inside of InfoWars as we're battling the culture war, the info war, the reality war in the physical 3D realm. But then you have the aftermath of the latest General Flynn exoneration, or that dropping of the case, that news cycle, which is a big shock to DC. Simply because this has never happened before. The swamp always wins. The swamp always gets what the swamp wants. And this is kind of a big loss for the swamp, quite frankly, that Flynn got away. That's a big fish that got away from them that they thought for sure they already had hauled up in the boat. And they were getting ready to take it to the old taxidermist and mount it above their fireplace. And that fish got away. And they are really reeling, pun not intended. So there's that. I've got a whole bunch of culture news related to the coronavirus planned panic-demic. We're starting to see it's reached a point now where the average American that can think at all has realized that, okay, even if they were afraid of the virus at some point, okay, these measures that have been taken are out of control. It's time to get back to normal. It's time to get back to work. Why am I wearing a mask? Doesn't make sense. But then you have the people that are just sheerly on the hate Trump level that just want this virus to be as bad as possible. So buy into it because that's all the hate Trump people. That's what they're doing. And then they're using the virus outbreak to make Trump look bad. So there's that aspect. Then there's the aspect of the average person that may not even be political at all, but just wants to tell you what to do, wants to tell you to wear a mask, wants to call the cops on you for not wearing a mask. This is their new thing. And then how do we deal with the mask issue? How do we deal with the issue of police enforcing unconstitutional edicts? So we've got all that going on. I mean, the massive thing happening, though, that's a small thing, but very amplified in this time space. Obamagate is the number one trend on Twitter right now, but you would never know it. Now, the list that the producer gave me here says that Obamagate has 1.4 million tweets. And I'm not sure when this list came from, because I've seen that number up over 3 million from other people. But somehow, the number one trending thing with the most tweets, whether it's a million tweets or 3 million tweets, is still the number one trend, but Twitter doesn't even have it in the top 10, and in fact has Trumpgate ahead of Obamagate with not even 10% of the number of tweets. And so Obamagate, most tweets by far, but not top trending. I mean, folks, this is the censorship in live time. So it's just like, I mean, as far as is this the biggest news of the day or the week or the month or the year? Probably not. But folks, this is in live time, right in your face. They are creating a fake trend of Trumpgate and then intentionally silencing the real trend of Obamagate. And so it's important for people to see this and highlight this. Because you see, we have to stake and cement our victories as well. And so that's part of the problem here. Like, this whole COVID hoax is going to be staked and etched. It's done. It's staked in our history. It's staked in our minds. Sometimes on Sunday, I like to wake up, make breakfast, and I have cartoons on the TV. Every damn commercial during the Nickelodeon cartoon break was a coronavirus. Do your thing. Telling the children to be afraid, to play their role, to stay inside, to wear the mask. And I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, they've won. They won with this coronavirus thing, folks. The world never goes back to normal. Unless we make it. I mean, I got other news, the MLB talking about opening with no fans. Coronavirus testing is the only way to open the NFL. Flights are some airlines are shutting down. Some are saying, oh, you need full quarantine before you can fly. So they're rolling all this out. They've already got everybody to buy into it. It doesn't matter that there's no logic. It doesn't matter that the CDC, the WHO, the Surgeon General, and even Dr. Fauci said no point wearing a mask. It's not going to help. Doesn't matter if you don't wear an N95 mask. It's not filtering out any of the viruses anyway. It doesn't matter that they said it can go into your eyeballs. So the mask is going to help for that. You're not wearing a hazmat suit. Doesn't matter that you go touch the same pad to put your key pin in for your card that everybody else just touched. Doesn't matter that you're going to the restaurant where someone's using their hands to cook your food as they always have. No, none of that even matters. The TV told you to be afraid, and CNN is still running flashy graphics, and this can still be used to blame Trump and to make him look bad and get him out of office. So we have to roll this out in full. Plus, we're about to make billions of dollars and just have a total power grab with the vaccines, with the testing, with the surveillance grid. So let's just move forward. And you're sitting here like rejecting it on its face in real time, but it's still being cemented in history. It's still being cemented into the human consciousness. It's still being cemented into the way we go about our daily routines. And so I'm sitting here like, man, I cannot stand going to a grocery store and seeing everybody with the masks. I can't do it. I'm not wearing a mask, and I can't stand the people nagging me about a mask. I can't stand seeing everybody in a mask. It's just all a depressing experience for me. I don't want to do it. It's like, wow, it's like the realization of the dystopia. But see, we're not there. It's just, it's a farce, but it's being forced on you. So I don't want to deal with it. But then what do I do? Oh, well, I have to go shop online. So then everything goes digital. So then do I regret it? Because I didn't do with the mask thing, or I didn't go out and shop when everybody was wearing a mask? What are the local mom and pops going to do that can't reopen after this? And now all the only place you can go, I don't even like giving Walmart a hard time, but I mean, it's going to be the only place you can go. Yeah, then you find footage of where they even make the face mask that you're buying, and it's just like, it's on the floor where people are walking with bare feet in India. And that's just one place. I mean, we saw what they did in China. So the point is, it's just total fear. There is no logic. And it sadly, folks, it's all come down to the same thing. This has been a deep state media Democrat coup to get Trump out of office. Another false flag. And, you know, Trump is having a press conference right now. We may take it live when we come back from this break. But, you know, look, here's what I've decided with the president. He's already made his measurements, and he's going to go about things that the way he's going to go about it. And so we'll see what the fruits of that are. But, you know, I'll be criticizing when I feel I need, and I'll be extremely supportive when I feel I need. But this whole buying into this with these big signs, America's leading the world in testing, folks, that's just priming the pump for the normalization of all this. And I cannot get behind it.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance. And we're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack snack for any info warrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars War Room is raw. I said this last Friday, and I'm sticking by it. I just still have it up because it's almost like the same reason why we'll play a CNN clip or an MSNBC clip where they're, you know, basically lying to you or telling you that you belong to them intellectually and that they should run your life. But I said Friday I'm done with Drudge as far as it being my leading go-to for news aggregation every day, and then having it pulled up here. Guys, let's get the side shot as just part of the in live time media that I do here on air. But I still have it, but I just want to know, just so you know, that I'm sticking by my word. I've also got news.com, which is, by the way, a Murdoch inspiration. I've got the Gab Trends right here, which, by the way, going through these things, I did learn things that weren't on Drudge. Like L.A. inmates trying to infect themselves with coronavirus to win early release. I mean, there's 1,000 stories just in that one story alone. State agrees to keep yoga out of classes after 100 pastors object. Now, look, this is ridiculous. I should have hundreds of pastors rejecting drag queen story time, but that still rolls out. But you can't do yoga. It's like one of the most well-known things you can do for physical and mental health. But they're keeping yoga out of schools, but drag queen story time is good. And then, of course, newswars.com right there. Top video. Dr. Fauci admits face masks ineffective against coronavirus. And so this isn't my go-to. I'm also like the Bongino report, but this will be my go-to here on the show. But the Drudge Report, leading story. Outbreak at White House. Officials to wear masks. Scary to go to work. So if you didn't think Drudge was not Drudge anymore, you're starting to realize that now. And so this could be the newest thing on Trump to just totally neutralize him and just say, well, he's got corona, and so he just can't be president. Or we need to isolate the White House and we'll let, you know, Chris Ray take over, or Anderson Cooper is now president, or Bill Gates. So that's going on as well. Now, again, we're going to be joined by Alex Jones coming up here in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss that. I do have some news I want to get to. President Trump going hard on Twitter today. The two big tweets that I think, the two tweets I think that were bigger than the rest. Obamagate makes Watergate look small time. And so this is part of my frustration, is that I have President Trump delivering a press conference from the White House today about coronavirus testing, and he's got a bunch of medical equipment and all this garbage up there. And to me, that's just clown level stuff. Okay. I mean, look, I got to give the president a clown horn today. I love you, President Trump, but today you get the clown horn, okay? You're living in clown world up here, normalizing this response to the coronavirus, normalizing all the testing that's going along with at least part of what they want exactly. Meanwhile, you know that treason was committed by the former president of this country, and you're here playing clown world games about coronavirus testing. Sorry, it's like I need to have a honk scale. That's like two honks. It's like a scale of, on a clown world scale of 1 to 5 honks, the president gets 2 honks today. So the president is giving you a coronavirus testing press conference today while he is openly recognizing this morning that there's treason happening in this country under the Obama administration. But he's going to give you a press briefing conference on coronavirus testing. So to me, that gets 2 honks out of 5. two honks out of five. Like, okay, they're going to ban yoga from schools. Like, you can't do yoga. It's like one of the best things you can do. But no, they ban yoga from schools, but not drag queen story time. I mean, drag queen story time alone is five honks. So I think that naturally gets five honks. So drag queen story time in the school is five honks alone. But then when they ban yoga, I mean, it's like a bonus honk. It's like you get five honks and then you kind of get a little, like a little bonus honk there. But that's not all the president put out today. The great people of Pennsylvania want their freedom now, and they are fully aware of what that entails. The Democrats are moving slowly all over the USA for political purposes. From the president, they would wait until November 3rd if it were up to them. Don't play politics, be safe, move quickly. So here's the president again now, recognizing that the Democrats in the deep state, what they're up to with this coronavirus response, he's up there telling you he knows it, pointing out that that's what's going on. It's all being done for political purposes, but then he gets up here today and goes along with it and does his coronavirus testing press conference. I mean, part of me wonders if the president isn't just like operating in multiple dimensions in this dimension. I don't mean like multidimensional. I mean like, okay, he puts this stuff out on Twitter for one segment of the population to get one message. And then he goes up here and does his coronavirus testing press briefing to do and speak to a totally different segment of the population. So it's like he's not even, it's almost like it's a different person, really, is the best way I could describe it. The president also tweeting out this image. I mean, you could call it a meme. It's not really a meme. It's just putting together Obama officials to media members, and it's shocking. This is just a small smattering of how many there are, but it's like you're just stunned at how many Obama administration officials and Clinton administration officials are literally married to people in top roles in mainstream news. And the president tweeted that out today, along with some other stuff that we'll actually have more about tomorrow with a guest coming up. But you still have Twitter. So, folks, it's not just that they're censoring Obamagate. They're only giving you about a quarter of the actual numbers. Obamagate has at least 3 million tweets by now. And then they're telling you it's not the number one trend on Twitter, even though it has the most tweets. And then they're synthetically injecting Trumpgate into Twitter and then claiming that that's the top political trend. It's all fake. And, you know, here's the real why. Here's the real why. And I wonder if this question is ever going to be answered, because it truly bears answering in any sane civilization. We deserve to know why the Obama administration deemed it worthy to spy on Donald Trump and his associates. That's the real why that we need to get to the bottom of. Because we've learned a lot. And the picture has become a lot clearer. The water's become a lot clearer in these last 4 to 5 years with everything that's been developing, and specifically in the quickening the last year or two or even month. But why? Why did Obama and company and his administration deem it necessary to illegally spy on Donald Trump? Why? Why was that?
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights rediscover our Constitution and our backbone and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about that Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment, who hate themselves, project their hate onto us and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I'm going to open up the phone lines now, do a bit of a news blitz. Again, Alex Jones is going to be joining us on a special mission here in the second hour. Anything we have discussed today is fair game on the phone lines. But you know what? Let's really bear down on this, maybe even all week, because it's really important to stay grounded during this tornado now known as Obamagate. And so, it's a bit of an exercise in human competition. It's instinctual. I'm guilty of it too. Is to sit here and try to have as much information and to be able to explain it as clearly and to know everything, like a know-it-all kind of a syndrome. Yeah, I'll admit I'm probably guilty of that. It's a blessing and a curse, I suppose. But so we all kind of have that natural instinct, some more inclined than others, myself included, and we forget to kind of just go back to the basics, go back to the lowest common denominator in order to have the greatest revelations and to have the mass impact that we need to have. And so that's why I simply ask you this, I think, when I open up the phone lines today. And again, any of the subjects we cover is fair game, but I mean, seriously. Because we already knew all this. It's just, oh, we're getting the new details, we're getting the new release, we're having all the developments. We're having all the developments and we're seeing everything, but the end of the movie is still going to be the end of the movie. But the question is, why did Obama and company feel it necessary to illegally spy on Donald Trump and company? Why? Why? Why is it? What is it about Donald Trump? What is it about his campaign? What is it that motivated that? I'm serious. I really want to know what you think, because I think there's a bunch of answers. Maybe some of them true, maybe some of them not true. Maybe they're all true, maybe none of them are true. But why? Why? Why did Obama and co, with Clapper and Brennan and Comey, who, by the way, you know, this Clapper, I mean, you want to talk about a piece of dirt. Folks, you've never seen more bold-faced liars in your life than the modern-day leaders of the Democrat Party and the Obama administration. I'm talking Hillary Clinton. I'm talking Chuck Schumer. I'm talking Nancy Pelosi. I'm talking Barack Obama. I'm talking all the fake... I'll stop right there because we'll just stop right there. It's amazing this one's trending too, but let's just say the old ball and chain of Michelle Obama, I think, is being revealed too. But that's a different type of a lie. You had Clapper going around doing dozens, now works for mainstream news. Clapper saying, we have evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. Never forget Adam Schiff said it. He's seen the evidence. Schiff has seen the evidence. Clapper, we have the evidence. They have nothing. But here's the irony. Clapper, when you play an interview or a segment of Clapper on TV talking about this, they have all the evidence. But then when he testifies under oath, do you know what he says? We have nothing. We have seen nothing. Now, that's the only type of bona fide liar that CNN hires. But I'm getting off base. So why did Obama and co decide to illegally spy on Donald Trump? Why? What was it about Trump, or why? Why did Obama do that? 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Why did Obama illegally spy on Trump and company? But it's beyond that. They set up General Mike Flynn. They set up George Papadopoulos. They set up Roger Stone. There was a lot of collateral damage in there. Maybe some people that did some bad things went down like a Manafort and a Cohen. But it was all part of the same charade that started with, why did Obama illegally spy on Trump and company? 877-789-2539. Let me do a bit of a news blitz here before we get to your calls. Bill Barr twisted my words in dropping the Flynn case. Here's the truth. Now, this is the New York Times. Now, let me boil all this down before we go to clip. It's clip 10, guys, which is the butchered up. Okay, yeah, that's the Chuck Turd butchered up Bill Barr interview. Because you understand, these people are beyond fakers, folks. These are known propagandists. Like at the New York Times, Bill Barr twisted my words in dropping the Flynn case. And so this is another Justice Department official, now a New York Times employee. Then you have nearly 2,000 former DOJ officials call for AG Barr to resign over the Flynn case. The same 2,000 that said he should resign over what he said about Roger Stone. So these 2,000 are really the corrupt ones that probably maybe belong in jail, but definitely probably removed from duty. NBC admits Chuck Todd's Meet the Press deceptively edited Barr remarks on Flynn. And so here is that deceptive editing technique called out.
Brought up Bill Barr. Peggy Noonan, I want you to listen to this Bill Barr answer to a question.
Knowing
about
it's rigged. Here he is. Pause right there. Here's Chuck Turd, knowing he's rigged the clip, knowing he's rigged the answer, sitting up there like he literally just shoveled down an entire plate full of human crap.
He literally looks like he just bent over, crapped on a plate, and ate it. Literally, he's got a you-know-what eating grin because he knows what he just did. He just shoveled the you-know-what into his mouth, and now he's vomiting it up and putting it into your mouth, and he's going to sit there with his little grin because he knows he's going to get away with it. Go ahead.
Wait till you hear this answer. Take a listen.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history's written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
I was struck, Peggy, by the cynicism of the answer. It's a correct answer, but he's the attorney general. He didn't make the case that he was upholding the rule of law. He was almost admitting that, yeah, this is a political job.
When history looks...
Now, here's the real cut.
...on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history's written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history. But I think a fair history would say it was a good decision because it upheld the rule of law. It upheld the standards of the Department of Justice, and it undid what was an injustice.
So there you go. So Chuck Turd over there, nothing but crap, because that's nothing what... See, you are what you eat, Chuck. You are what you eat. You eat you-know-what, and so you are a piece of you-know-what. And now you're trying to spew your you-know-what onto the rest of us. And I mean, seriously, go to that you-know-what eating grin that he's got on his face when he's doing this. I mean, that son of a bitch. See, they know they're deceiving their public audience. That's what they get high off of. These are psychopaths, folks. You don't want to hang out with this type of a person. You see a Chuck Todd out in public, you run for the hills. I mean, you know. But he's up there knowing he's deceiving his audience, knowing they deceptively cut it, knowing that he's just a total phony, but he's got that you-know-what eating grin on his face because he's getting away with it, and he just feels that power over you. You see, Chuck Todd's the kind of guy that used to hang out under the bleachers during the football game so he could see up the skirt of the ladies. Chuck Todd's the kind of guy that hung out in the bathroom stall standing on the toilet so you couldn't see he was in there so he could listen into your secrets and spread rumors about you. Chuck Todd's the kind of guy that hangs around at parties but doesn't get seen or heard but lurks around so that he can find out what he can snitch on you to the principal. That's Chuck Todd. But, you know, he's so good at being a little rat fink. He's so good at being a little narcissistic loser that he's made it to the master class. He's made it to the upper echelon of deception and deceit and screwing you over. He's climbed the rungs. But, you know, if only someone would have drug Chuck Turd out of the ladies' locker room. He was probably sniffing lingerie whenever they weren't in there, that kind of creep guy. If only someone would have drug him out of there and gave him a little whooping, maybe he wouldn't be in that position anymore.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com, and we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months, so I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. And most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again, because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
What a time to be alive. Problem is, we don't really have a scoreboard or a time clock or a timekeeper or a scorekeeper, so you kind of just have to go into the arena for yourself to figure out what the current status is. So that's what we do here every day on the InfoWars War Room. Is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, which has the best coffee in the world, in my opinion. Can't say I've tried every coffee in the world, but of all the different coffees I've tried, this cup of coffee is number one. I'm about finished with my first cup of coffee here. I usually drink about one an hour when I'm hosting, and I'm drinking coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. The Wake Up America Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee. It's funny because, you know, when you study media coming up in college, there are certain media things and advertising things you have to learn about. And I'm telling you, man, every time, because I talk about the InfoWars coffee a lot, but you have to, the average media marketing works after, it's actually takes about a year, folks, before someone will actually buy something that you're talking about. If you're lucky, on average, it's like 9 months to 15 months is really the window. Like 3 months is like the best you're going to get. But my point is, now every time I talk about the InfoWars coffee, a new person reaches out and said, hey, I finally got a bag of it. You were right. This is incredible. Someone says, hey, this is now my favorite coffee. I just ordered it on auto ship. Someone's like, hey, I have a business. We've got 100 employees. I just put it in our kitchens. The crew loves it. They're working harder. So the InfoWars coffee, folks, it's the Wake Up America Patriot Blend at InfoWarsStore.com. This is one of the best easy ways you can support InfoWars. You're getting a great cup of coffee. You're getting the organic blend. You're going to love it. Read all the reviews. 4.9 stars, folks. That's basically a perfect review.
One person gives it a 4-star and you can never go back up to 5. So when you're like 4.9, that's as good as it gets. And so you can read all the reviews for yourself. And they keep coming in at InfoWarsStore.com. So we thank you so much for supporting us. And by the way, folks, just because I know people are wondering, I mean, I hear it from friends and family too. So trust me, we know. We get the frustration. You're going to band.video or you're going to InfoWars and sometimes we're having a hiccup with audio or media or sound or whatever. Folks, we're trying. Okay. We don't even like talking about it, but I'm just being honest with you. The more traffic we get, which is like consistent on a daily basis, the more bandwidth costs we incur, and it's millions of dollars. And so you need to realize you're also, when you're supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, it's not just us live here on air. It's the amazing infrastructure that we've built, which includes band.video, which we've been putting up the documentaries that get banned on YouTube and Twitter and all this stuff. We've been putting them on the War Room page at band.video. We're putting a new playlist together now because we put out a lot of content. A new playlist that's just going to be banned documentaries. So it's not even the InfoWars stuff. It's the stuff that we realize, hey, they just put this on YouTube. It's going to get banned. We pull it in. We put it under the banned documentaries playlist on band.video on the War Room page, and then you know it's there. And so it's already happening. We've got multiple banned documentaries that are up there. I'm even talking to these documentary filmmakers. They're glad that we're putting it up there. We're giving them credit. We don't make a dime off band.video, folks. That's a totally free platform. But we win, and we get rich in the fact that people can spread their content, we can spread our content, and we can still have that platform. That's the rich. That's the wealth, is having the platform. I mean, folks, if it's all about social media, I mean, you know, I'm broke. I don't have a bank account, essentially. But that's why band.video is key, so I can't thank you enough. You know, I wanted to get to this now before I started taking calls. And so let me just do this, and I apologize, but I'm going to go right to calls. We're going to get through all of you. Just be patient with me today. I don't have any other guests coming up. We've got Alex coming up. We got some other news, but the whole third hour will probably be nothing but calls. But I wanted to point this out because it's the unseen issue. Yeah, we're all watching Twitter censor. We're all watching Twitter manipulate the algorithms. And specifically today, we're watching them say Obamagate isn't the top trend, even though it by far is the top trend. It's not even close. And then they synthetically put Trumpgate as the top trend, even though it's Obamagate. But here's kind of the unseen effect of this that we all need to somehow be able to exercise and practice to maintain our own confidence, our own health. It's like going to the gym every day to maintain your physical condition. We need to remember that we're in the majority and that we are winning. Because the propaganda is like the Tokyo Rose in Japan or the Baghdad Bob. It's to put you in a defeatist attitude. And so I noticed this tweet that was going viral. It says this young girl who happens to be black, which is probably why she dealt with this. And she says, I feel incredibly alone with my new political beliefs. And so she's a conservative Trump supporter and she feels alone in her beliefs. Well, you go and you find this tweet and you'll find out that tens of thousands of Trump supporters have reached out to her in support. Many of the names and faces of which come on this show. I also have this story. Support Officer Anderson. Greg Anderson, a police officer, did a viral video that went viral all across the internet, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, saying that police need to be careful and reject enforcing unconstitutional orders. Well, he's now about to be terminated for that. Well, he's getting massive support on a GoFundMe account and in his community, just like Shelley Luther. So my point is, the system is meant to make us feel like Karina here, which is incredibly alone in our political beliefs, which is really just common sense thinking, and then just the courage to think or say it. But you're not alone, folks. We're not alone. We never were alone. And more than anything, as long as you're right in your heart and your soul and your mind and you're pure and you're really trying to be the best you can be and you're right with God and your creator, then it doesn't even matter what your political beliefs are or what people think about your political beliefs. I honestly, I've been of the guerrilla mindset since I can remember thinking. So for some people, it's a challenge. For others, it's not so much. But my point is, we're not alone. That's what the system wants you to think. That's why they hit you with the propaganda all day long. That's why they hit you with the Hollywood propaganda. That's why they hit you with the TV propaganda. That's why they just full onslaught with all of it and then rig the digital reality and chill the actual physical reality so that you feel that way in a defeatist attitude. And then those that go along with the corrupt system feel like they're having victory because that's what the corrupt system is telling them. That's why they go out wearing a mask. That's why I refuse to wear one. That's my way of fighting that. Let me squeeze in one call here before we go to this break, and then Alex Jones coming up in the next hour, and I will get to all your calls. I promise today, if you're holding, I will get to your calls. So let's go with, let's see here. Let's go to Trey in Texas, because I am asking people this. Now, anything I've covered is fair game, but I am asking you this, so I'm going to start with Trey because he's on point. Trey, why did Obama illegally spy on Donald Trump?
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Why? Why do you think Obama did it?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. As soon as you get a guy like Trump coming up through the political game, it's throwing a wrench in their whole plan, right? The politics are not for the public if you live in their world, right? You've got Trump with record-breaking rallies, and you know, you just see a massive interest in politics when that guy comes into play. You have he's a man from America. He built basically, I mean, half of New York, right? So he's a dyed and true American, and that's a threat to their system. So they had to remove him in any way possible, right? He's got a personal stake in the, or you have people going to his rallies, and then you have a personal stake in the direction of the country. That's not what these globalists.
Well, we only got 60 seconds left here, Trey, and so I want to go down this issue a little more with you because what you're hitting on is actually a larger issue. And so really what you're saying is, yes, Obama was the name, was the face, was the president at the time, but he was just a puppet in a corrupt political infrastructure, bureaucratic infrastructure. That was what was really behind the spying of President Trump. So it may have been in Obama's name, but it's my understanding you're insinuating it wasn't just by Obama.
I don't think it was just by Obama. It was by the entire structure, right? The entire, cabal that's behind him that put him into power, right? I mean, just take a look at, like, for example, you want to compare the Hillary rallies to the Trump rallies, right? You look at a Hillary rally, and it was, like, complete TV production, close-in shots. You know, Alex talks about this all the time. You look at a Trump rally, you got wide panning shots of these thousands and thousands.
Oh, yeah. They were doing fake Hillary rallies with green screens and locking off rooms and stuff. But see, and I'm glad that Trey was the first one to get on because he put me on track because it's why Obama did it. But I think we're still not answering the question, though, Trey. And I'm not, you did a good job answering it, but I realize that I'm not even going, because it, was it for blackmail? Or what was, what are they looking
for? Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
It was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Cobra would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix and wearing masks and gloves when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war, when the real target of Cobra was always the billions of people at the edge of starvation who are now dying at the tune of over a million people every 3 weeks. Cobra thanks you for what you've done. Continue the lockdowns while I depopulate the planet. Hail, Cobra!
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I want to finish up with Trey real quick because it's such a complex issue, because I completely agree with Trey in that this wasn't just Obama that was behind it. It was an entire corrupt system that probably even goes beyond the U.S. government, folks, quite frankly. In fact, that could just be the biggest front of the whole thing, but it's just Obama's name and face that gets tied in it. But let me just ask you it this way, Trey. Do you think they were spying on Trump to get blackmail? Do you think they were spying on Trump just because they were desperate? Like, what did they think they would find, or what's going through their head as they're going through everything Trump is doing and saying?
Well, I think what it really comes down to is that Trump just wasn't going to play the game the way that they're used to people playing the game. You know, you have hit them digging up what they think is just this dirt that they just can't, you know, people just can't live with it coming out, right? Well, Trump's like, I don't care. I'm comfortable with who I am. You can come out with whatever you want. It's not going to destroy me as a person, right? I mean, the industry that he's in, right? He's got to be this really tough guy, and you can't, they come out with things like, oh, you may have had an affair or whatever. Well, he doesn't care about that. It's not going to change his character. That's not going to change who he is. He's not going to bow down and do whatever they want, you know, for, you know, digging up some skeletons in his closet. And I think that's pretty admirable of him. You know,
and who knows if that actually happened then, because they did spy on him, folks. They were listening to all his conversations and reading his emails. So there could have been all kinds of shenanigans going on behind the scenes that he just called their bluff on, and then nothing went down. Trey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Tim in Seattle. Tim, why do you think Obama did it?
Obama, well, it's because of Seth Rich. I mean, after the Podesta emails came out, Seth Rich, he downloads the DNC server. They had to create something in order to cover up the murder of Seth Rich. And it'd be an awesome justice for Seth if Seth Rich trends tomorrow on Twitter. We could somehow do that. I think that Seth Rich has a lot to do with why they created this Russian hoax narrative.
Interesting. So that's what I'm saying, is there's all these different angles that it could have been. And of course, you know, the Seth Rich story is one that we never really closed the book on. And so I think a lot of people remember Seth Rich and are going to demand answers, but who knows if we'll ever get them. But what does the spying on Trump have to do with that? How does that distract from Seth Rich, or how does that tie into Seth Rich?
Well, I think how it ties in is that Trump was actively seeking WikiLeaks. I mean, he basically neutered WikiLeaks and Julian Assange saying that, you know, it was Russia. So he couldn't use any of the corruption or the...
So it could have been... So it may have been a type of situation where they're trying to find out what he knows. Maybe they're literally listening to find out what he knows to try to play it like that. It's like, you know, putting a... You know, getting your head into the opposing team's huddle or, you know, play call or something. So maybe that was an aspect of it. Tim, thank you for the call. Let's go to Chase the Patriot. Chase the Patriot, I hope you're still on YouTube out there in California. Chase, why did Obama do it?
Yes, I'm still on YouTube, barely. They like shutting down some of my microphones, and they try to ban some of my videos, but I still get out there. Hey, Owen, I want to tell you, that last caller was right on target there. There were serious crimes committed, as we all know, and they never believed that they would ever have to try to worry about them. But now that President Trump was getting in there, they knew they had to fire up and try to find some dirt. And here's the thing. I think they really were trying to find dirt on Trump, like everyone has for about 4 years. But it seems like, I don't know what's going on, but they can't find anything on him. But Owen, I have to bring this up. Roger Stone transcripts, they were just released. I know you know that, but the fact that Roger Stone wanted to be public first and they wouldn't allow him to, now those documents are out. And everywhere in there, it talks about CrowdStrike. It talks about Seth Rich. All of the nuggets are in there that are exposing exactly the corruption around Obama, the investigation through the FISA court, Seth Rich connection. It's all in there. So I highly recommend you guys need to break down that Roger Stone testimony ASAP. I did a couple nights ago, and it is juicy in there, brother.
Chase the Patriot in California, well done. Very, very well done, Chase. The force is strong in you.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Second hour of the InfoWars War Room is raw. We're taking your calls. It's now to the point where I'm looking deep into the abyss. And I really don't want to go there, so I think I'm going to go back to your calls. But it's kind of like this, folks. You know, I don't know what they expected to find on Trump, but their biggest problem was that. See, when you talk about blackmail and the type of stuff these people are involved in, we're talking about murder, we're talking about child kidnapping, trafficking, and rape. And so, you know, at the very most, they may have had Trump in an affair or signs that they think they could have used against him to claim he had an affair, or you had that Billy Bush tape, which I'm not even sure I trust is real, you know, talking about Trump grabbing him by the pee, when even if you believe it, it's totally been reported out of context. But see, none of that even matters because when you talk about the deep state and these really deep globalists, I don't even know what you would call them anymore. I mean, Illuminati, globalists, deep state, I mean, it doesn't even shadow government. The type of things that they're involved in, folks, you don't just listen to people's phone calls or go through their emails or any of this stuff to get that kind of dirt. It just isn't there. I mean, you know, I have some life experience, but it's kind of like this. You know, let's say, let's put it like this way. You're in high school and you're looking for a bag of weed. And you go to some guy down the street for a bag of weed, and you find out that also the other guys over there down the street go to the same guy for weed, and that guy likes to go to him for weed, and then you're just like, oh, okay, all these guys are going to him for weed. Well, okay, it's like you now know, okay, this guy's selling all these people weed. Well, folks, the same stuff it goes for all these other black markets, adrenochrome, child sex trafficking. It's like you get involved in that stuff, you're involved in that stuff, and you start to look around and you know who else is involved in that stuff. And so they all know Trump's not involved in that stuff. So they're so desperate that the most they could get was Trump may have had an affair with a porn star, Stormy Daniels. That didn't pan out. Trump said, grab him by the pee on a leaked tape. Well, that didn't really work for him either, did it? And so none of it sticks, but then the WikiLeaks stick with everything that happened in October 2016 that came out in the WikiLeaks, The Children for Your Entertainment, all the Seth Rich stuff, Laura Silsby, DynCorp. It's all been exposed, folks. And there's nothing Trump has ever been involved in that nearly is anywhere near that. And they all know it. And so they're just looking for anything and they can't get it. Now, we're going to do we guys, we're with Alex Jones right now in the InfoWars battle tank in downtown San Antonio. Dude, we got the footage and we're live right now. Do we have the audio? All right, let's go live to Alex Jones in the InfoWars battle tank in San Antonio. I'll be doing live commentary. Let's go live to Alex's feet.
Believe that you do not have any free speech like Hitler did, like Stalin did, like Mao did, but you do have free speech, San Antonio, and the rest of the country and the world has free speech. Say ChineseVirus.com, exercise your free speech. The real danger is your city council run by criminals banning the word Chinese virus. The communist Chinese launched COVID-19 against America. And the origins of the virus are key because the globalists are blaming Texas and are blaming America for the virus. Governor Cuomo called it the
European
virus.
Folks, this is the kind of content.
Try to blame Trump. It is the communist.
This is the kind of content you were looking for on the InfoWars War Room is raw. Alex Jones live in the InfoWars battle tank on the PA. This is what your support at InfoWarsStore.com does right here.
And it's threat to arrest anyone that says Chinese virus. Well, it's actually a communist Chinese virus. And we're here to let your criminal, evil, dangerous, authoritarian city council knows that the First Amendment is alive and well. And the First Amendment gives us the right to be right or to be wrong. But we have that right to free speech that the system is now trying to abolish. It is the communist Chinese virus. The communist Chinese virus. The communist Chinese virus, the communist Chinese virus, the communist Chinese virus. Now your city council said, if anyone sees someone saying Chinese virus, call the police on them. Well, we the people are here to point out your city council are a bunch of baby Hitlers. We have something called the First Amendment here in the United States. So we're here to put your dirty Democratic Party, filthy, evil, degenerate, un-American city council to let them know the First Amendment! The First Amendment! The First Amendment is alive and well! And we are here in defiance of your evil, dangerous, threatening, un-American city council run by the Anti-Defamation League that is now writing your laws claiming that they will arrest anyone that says Chinese virus. Look up there in the sky. Say Chinese virus. Look at the plane. Chinese virus. Look at the plane. Say Chinese virus. Chinese virus. Look at the plane. Say Chinese virus. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's the First Amendment. And we're here in front of your tyrannical, wicked city hall that said report anyone that says Chinese virus. My name is Alexander Emmerich Jones of America in Texas, and I am here to report to you the virus came from communist China. So go ahead and try to lock me up, you tyrants, run by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. We are here to exercise our First Amendment in defiance of your anti-free speech edict. That is the true danger to America and our constitutional republic. Again, they need to know that the First Amendment is alive and well. and that our republic will stand, and you will not get our First Amendment.
You got 1 minute left on the war room. You're live right now.
We're live on the war room, broadcasting worldwide. We're down here at the City Hall. We're going to be also not just at the City Hall. We're going to be in front of the Alamo in about 10 minutes, where they have said it's illegal to say Chinese virus, and they'll arrest us. I say you're dangerous bugs. I say you're dangerous pirates. I say you're un-American. And this city council should move to North Korea. Communist Chinese virus. Communist Chinese virus. Communist Chinese virus. All right, let's roll on to the Alamo. We are here to let the criminals that run San Antonio government know we are aware of your attempts to intimidate and stifle free speech. But America and Texas see through your criminal activity, and you're not getting our First Amendment, you dirty Democrats. You dirty, evil globalists. You hope your communist Chinese virus would shut down and destroy America.
God bless you, Alex.
But it's not. God bless you, brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we'll have more of Alex Jones in the battle tank heading to the Alamo and your calls.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control.
In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies because they kept them, again, at a starving level. So they were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWars War Room is raw. Alex Jones has just descended upon San Antonio, Texas, and is at the Alamo. We go live to the video and audio.
In San Antonio, the birthplace of Texas freedom, and the city council is working with the Democratic Party and the Chi-Coms, saying it's not a Chinese virus. Well, they're right. It's a communist Chinese virus. But even if speech is wrong, you have a right to say it. But it's true. It is a communist Chinese virus. And it's a shame that Texans have to come from all over the state to San Antonio now, to the birthplace, the shrine of Texas liberty, and exercise the First Amendment in defiance of the bully city council that said, report anyone that says Chinese virus. Report anyone. This is absolute tyranny and is incredibly dangerous. And we, the people, are saying no to this tyranny. We are saying we are going to exercise our First Amendment in defiance of the city council, the Democratic Party, and the deep state globalists. And we salute these patriots that are already out here today promoting free speech and exposing the truth. And it is a communist Chinese virus! Chinese virus, and the real threat is the evil, out-of-control city council that threatens citizens with arrest and tells other citizens to report them if they see other citizens of Texas saying Chinese virus. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a communist Chinese virus. We've got the airplane in the sky saying SayChineseVirus.com. It should be a hashtag on Twitter to expose what's really happening. You folks are awesome. We're going to go pull up, park a little while, come up, shake your hand. This is a spontaneous demonstration. But I call on other people to come down here to San Antonio and to exercise the First Amendment so these tyrants know we've called their bluff and they are not going to extinguish the sacred flame of the First Amendment enshrined in our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Liberty or death! We will exercise our free speech, and we will say, Communist Chinese virus! And the censorship going on online by big tech and others trying to suppress the American people will not be exercised. We will not put up with their tyranny anymore. We will stand up against them in the third dimension. And we demand that the Alamo be reopened and the hoax of COVID-19 that's designed to wreck our economy while communist China's already open for business, be removed. This is a hoax meant to bring America to its knees. But instead, America is waking up to the hoax virus that is COVID-19, known as the communist Chinese virus.
You know where you
love
are?
You, brother. God bless. We'll come interview you guys in a minute. But it is a shame that the Democratic Party is trying to ban free speech in every city they take over. You don't have a mayor in this town. You have a tyrant like Hitler, Stalin, Mao, or Santa Anna that wants to tell you to keep your mouth shut. Well, all Americans bleed red blood, and we have a right to free speech, and we will exercise it. Liberty or death! And the answer to their tyranny, their answer to their attempt to silence us, is 1776. 1776. 1776.
Welcome to the jungle, punk.
I'll be back in a few. You guys are awesome. That Alamo symbolizes free speech and the right to keep bare arms. Look at it. Say ChineseVirus.com. Look at it with a Texas flag right there. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Everybody share that URL. They haven't banned that URL on Twitter, Facebook, or Google yet, but they will, because it leads right to InfoWars.com. All right, let's go ahead and go drive around some more. I salute you all. Amazing job. I'm going to go park this thing. Come shake your hand. We only announced an hour before we came up here. We were coming. I think you folks were already out here, but I'm going to come interview you. I'm going to come talk to you right now. We're live in the war room with Owen Schroyer. The best of times, worst of times. Unbelievable that we got to come out here and let this evil city council that is a real threat. You know, they say hate speech is a bigger threat than the virus. The hate speech is people saying we don't have a First Amendment. That's the real danger that people fought and died for. And the answer to this tyrannical city council is 1776. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. InfoWars.com. 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 Freedom lives. Look at this ghost town. It should be full of people. Texas awakened. Every area outside San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, and Houston that isn't run by Democrats is full of business and life. But every place run by Democrats is a dirty ghost town. The Democrats are globalist communists. Free yourselves from them while you still can, America. Free yourself. The answer to their tyranny is 1776. The answer to their tyranny is 1836. Rediscover your roots. Throw off the tyrants of today. Just as our ancestors threw off the tyrants of old. Retake your birthright or be slaves. Retake your birthright or be slaves. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Look at the plane. Say ChineseVirus.com. Look at it. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. InfoWars.com.
Do you know what this is? This is the InfoWars War Room is raw. And so that's Alex Jones in San Antonio in the InfoWars battle tank. We've got more footage coming up, more from Alex Jones coming up. Say ChineseVirus.com banner in the sky. And folks, all of it is made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so I don't want to belabor this point, and I could make it in so many different ways and angles, but folks, you see what we do here at InfoWars. You see what we've done here. You see what we do with the fuel you inject into our tanks. You see what we do here with the capital you provide us with. You see what happens when we organize. And so this is it, folks. And this is the call to action that we're taking. Say ChineseVirus.com. InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, band.video. The truth lives at band.video.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Ah! 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store.
Frank!
888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars Store hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show. Is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment, who hate themselves, project their hate onto us and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back into the InfoWars War Room. Is raw. Alex Jones is live on the streets of San Antonio. I just want to let the callers know I will get to your calls. We're just going to Alex live right now. A couple of the callers dropped off that we're holding. I do apologize. If you call back and say your name after you were holding, we'll get you back to the front of the line. A lot of you guys have been holding for a while. I do apologize. I do plan on taking your calls. But we do have Alex Jones live right now, raw on the streets of San Antonio. Let's go back to that feed and let's check in on what's going on.
Tune in.
Well, enough about me. You're awesome, brother. Yes, I want to get your take. Anybody else want to jump in here? Come on over here.
So they've mobilized now in San Antonio. Patriots are in front of the Alamo.
an honor to meet Mr. Jones. I come from the repossession industry, and for about 2 months, we've been totally shut down due to this coronavirus. They're projecting up to half of all companies are going to close if this continues much longer, and I'm here just protesting the city council. I think it's despicable.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alex Jones out there on the streets of San Antonio talking with some of the citizens of Texas there. By the way, we have had people capture the screenshots of them censoring in live time Obamagate on Twitter. And here's one of them. Obamagate had 3.4 million tweets, but then magically it went back down to 1.24. So who knows how many it's really been. And they've been caught in live time. So who and why at Twitter are censoring the hashtag Obamagate? What are the real numbers? And then why are they synthetically inflating Trumpgate as if that's the real trend when everybody knows it's not? I mean, these people have been caught red-handed, folks. This is unbelievable. Let's go back momentarily here to Alex Jones.
Lab, they don't want us to even say that.
I want to say something.
Sure, come on in here.
So Mayor Ron Berg, he did a lot of activism with Texas Organizing Project. Texas Organizing Project does block walking for him, call banking for him, and they work directly with Bernard Sampson of the Texas Communist Party, headquartered out of Houston. They are right now organizing and getting tons of people together to block walk and call bank, and we are behind. So we need.
That's right. Folks don't know the communists have made their move. That's what
yes.
this is.
Yes. Yeah, so we need everyone to get up. We had a very low count here in Bexar County for registered voters to get out and vote. I think that this should show everyone it's time. It's time to get off the couch and get out and vote, because look what's happening to us right now.
Well, you got real authoritarians saying there's no free speech.
Are you speaking on behalf of Ron Nuremberg? Absolutely not.
Here, let's turn around this way.
By the way, folks, it's not just San Antonio. You got all kinds of people saying, oh, you can't say Chinese virus or you'll get censored. You got governors saying that.
First mayor of San Antonio. I'm also a descendant of the man who sculpted that wonderful piece of art right there. And the things that the San Antonio City Council are doing are affecting my family. They're affecting me personally. It's my blood, you know, and I love San Antonio so much. And the fact that just in these few years, they've changed so much about this city is very scary to me. And now that they're trying to censor my thinking, my thoughts, kung flu fighting, you know, Chinese virus. I can't say that now. Ron Nuremberg controls this. Like, who does he think he is?
See, and folks, here's the mental hurdle that is so hard for people to really leap, because I get it. I mean, it's like you've never jumped in your life, and now you got a 100-foot hurdle in front of you to jump.
Chinese virus. Everybody wants kung flu.
But
and again, even if it wasn't true, we have a right to say it. The fact that it is true, and they're telling you can't have that speech. This is so damn dangerous.
Right.
You guys, come on over here. Tell us why you're out here. I don't mean to break you around. If you want to get up, tell us why you're here.
We're out here. Actually, that's our First Amendment right. That's it.
It's just, folks, it's so hard to accept. It's so hard to accept the reality of the situation, folks. These are Democrat mayors, city councilors, governors, what have you. Literally, they're at the top of their agenda. It trumps everything else, pun not intended, but it's literally get Trump. That's it, folks. And so at every level, they've been activated. And so it's to do everything and anything to sabotage America and then blame Trump. Let's go back to Alex Jones. But yeah, that's a tough hurdle to leap, folks.
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the metaphor. Like your shirt, man. I appreciate the support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
InfoWarsStore.com.
That must be the most popular shirt. We see a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your products, Alex.
You want really?
Your products, they're all great. I've tried just about every one of them.
That keeps
you know what? Speaking of the products, we've had we got a lot of people on the line. I'm going to get to your calls, but we got somebody called in right now, Jenna in California. Husband is a nurse, wants to talk about the products. Go ahead, Jenna.
Yes, thank you so much. I want to first say thank you guys so much. You've done so much for me just listening to your show. I'm a stay-at-home mom with six kids. I just had a baby 2 months ago. I've been taking more supplements that Alex has recommended, you have recommended. I have mental clarity. I have energy, stamina. You just wouldn't believe it after having, you know, six kids back-to-back. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Jenna, for being a great parent and bringing your beautiful children into this world and raising them right.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I live in Central California. It's a farming community close to Bakersfield and Fresno. And I just wanted to say my husband's a nurse. He works full time at two different facilities. And his doctors there, the ones that care for the resident, none of them are worried. None of them are freaking out. We have had one death in our area with like over 200 cases positive. Over 50 people recovered. Only one person has died from the
COVID. I forget the exact numbers, but it was like 56% of U.S. counties have had zero deaths. And then it was like 80% have had less than 10. I mean, the numbers are ridiculous. Hold right there for a second, Jenna. Let's go back to Alex Jones real quick, getting on the bullhorn here.
6 months in jail, $1,000 fine if you say Chinese virus. Now, technically, it's a communist Chinese, but I'm on the Gates virus. But if I want to call it the porcupine virus or the Easter Bunny virus or the Santa Claus virus that brings tyranny and death, I can call it whatever I want because I live in America and I have a First Amendment.
All right, let's go back to Jenna. Let her finish her call. Go ahead, Jenna.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And also, my husband, he's a nurse, like I was saying. None of the doctors were worried. One doctor was saying, if you have any symptoms, he'll automatically write you a prescription for the hydroxychloroquine and zinc. No question. He's like, if you feel you're getting sick, I'll prescribe it for you because it works. You know, it's amazing. And that they don't want anyone in the mainstream media to talk about it. You can just tell it's clearly they're trying to cover this up. They're trying.
Well, and here's the other thing too. Look, because it's tough talking about this, but not for personal reasons, just because are they going to track me now? But it's like, the odds are I probably had the coronavirus back in January when I was sick. And so it now becomes a thing where it's like, hey, look, I survived it. I didn't have to go to a doctor. I didn't get prescribed anything. And I still survived it. Most people, 99% of people will. You don't have a pre-existing condition. You're healthy. You're not old. You're not obese. You're going to survive it. They don't want that story out there. They want you to think it's deadly. And the only way for you to survive it is to get a pharmaceutical prescription, which hydroxychloroquine is not expensive, or a vaccine, which they'll roll out and force inoculate. So they don't even want the truth out there that A, it's not going to kill you. B, the hospitals aren't overwhelmed. And C, even if you get it, you can survive it or use something that's cheap and efficient. They don't want that. They don't make billions on that.
Actually reminds me of my last point, if you have a couple seconds.
I've got 60 seconds. You can take us away.
Okay. Thank you. He was saying that in November, December, they had a whole bunch of people who were sick in this facility, nursing home. One gentleman died. He had a negative flu test. They couldn't figure out what he had. They had similar symptoms. So everyone's thinking that, yeah, it was going around before they started testing. So, again.
And I'm also thinking, too, because the more I'm learning and speaking to people, folks, look, the more we think we know about this, I think the less we know about this. I mean, who knows what, they could think that they've got the isolate of the COVID-19, and it could be something totally different that affected somebody else. And we're just all supposed to sit here and act like we have this universal knowledge of what happened. We don't. Nobody does. The experts don't. Nobody does, folks. Here's what we know. It's not as bad as they told us. People aren't dropping dead like flies. And overall, the numbers are going to bear out to be pretty much exactly like the flu. Was it a little worse than the flu? Yeah, it could be too. But I mean, it's just like now it's the new normal over something that was not even as described. I mean, it's beyond a false flag, folks. This is just like, okay, I'm going to lie to you, deceive you, and then you become my slave.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room is Raw. You know what? Alex Jones is ranting right now in front of the Alamo. Let's just go live to Alex Jones.
And now you're seeing it, but here's the deal. Just because they launched an attack doesn't mean we're not going to counterstrike politically and culturally, and we're winning, folks. And I think that's really going to backfire on them. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
You what, brother? I hope I'm right, brother. God bless you. Anybody else want to talk? Say one more thing.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
I'm going to get back to the crew and get back to my family.
In front of the Alamo.
It's a spontaneous event.
And we came here at the sacred shrine, the founding of Texas, to let the globalists know we are not submitting to your tyranny. And America and Texas are awakening to the authoritarian threat. And you will not get our First Amendment, you evil imposter city council. You're not a city council. You're a group of tyrants here to destroy people's rights. And you deserve to be thrown out of office. But I salute everyone that's out here. And the answer to their tyranny is 1776 and 1836. America and the world is waking up to the COVID-19 Chinese virus hoax.
And so spread these videos, folks, at band.video. And support us at InfoWarsStore.com so we can continue to spread the truth that you know is being censored in the digital world and the real world. We got a lot of great callers I promised I'd get to. So I'm going to start going through some of these calls. Eventually, I'll do a brief news blitz here, but you guys have been holding for a while. So let's get back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Charles in St. Louis. Wants to answer the question of the day. Why did Obama do it? The illegal spying, the treason. Why did Obama do it? Charles in St. Louis.
Well, it's pretty simple why he did it. Their own polls were showing them that Hillary was going to lose. I mean, they knew Hillary was going to lose, so they started faking polls. They started spying on Trump to get any dirt they can on him, to try to get him to drop out or try to beat him politically with their communist news party. So, I mean, there's all kinds of signs that, I mean.
It was a desperation move, knowing that Trump was actually on the path to victory.
Because what I call it is the Trump tidal wave, and they seen it coming.
They felt the tremors. They knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming, and every American knew that Trump was going to bring it back. Even the Democrats knew Trump was going to bring America back to normal.
I just hope we have that same phenomenon, because I mean, I wouldn't say every American. I mean, believe me, I got rich off my friends that buy the media propaganda that thought Hillary was a shoo-in to win. I bet them all Trump would win. They paid me handsomely. So I wouldn't say all of America, but I hope that the numbers bear out in the end that it's kind of like the same thing. Like, a lot of Americans are buying into the whole COVID fear, and that's affecting all of us. But I hope it's the minority so that we can actually get through this and not have a new world order where I can't even go to a restaurant or a grocery store without a mask. Or when they reopen the gym, I have to, like, you know, dive into a vat of hand sanitizer before I can grab a dumbbell or something.
Right. I wouldn't put up with that stuff, man. I ain't ever going to put up with it. These places I deliver loads to trying to tell me I got to wear a mask to deliver a load. I tell them straight out, I won't. And if they want their merchandise, I tell you what, I can either leave or I can deliver the load. You got to choose. I don't wear a mask, man. I don't believe in conspiracy theories.
Well, I know they've made it tough on some of you guys delivering freight with their hours and shutting down and stuff, and you guys have had to find different places to put it, but you guys always get it done.
My paycheck taking a hit, that ain't no joke, but, you know, it's starting to pick back up with the economy starting to open back up. Things are starting to pick back up. I'm almost back to 100% on the pay, but I did want to give just a quick, you know, a shout out on everything on the InfoWars site. I haven't bought one bad thing on there. From TurboForce, the 8-pack power stack, AM and PM every day. I drink the vitamin mineral fusion first thing in the morning and a turbo first thing in the morning. Constantly. It gives me it lets me do the long haul, man. It's just Obama knew that they were going to lose. That's the only thing I could say about it. Definitely. And he had to try to figure out some way to beat Trump because they had a plan of what they were going to do. This was the plan from the get-go. This virus would have released either way it goes.
This has really put the New World Order dead on arrival, because they're still pushing all their propagandist plan, but it's not selling. It's selling, but it's not selling like they need it to.
Oh, man, I started pulling up articles from Alex saying stuff about a bio threat 15, or that, well, maybe not 15. I know it was at least 14 years ago. I started pulling up these videos that I got videos and stuff on my computer, and I started sending them to everybody, putting the dates that he sent them out and stuff, saying, I told you guys.
And at the very least, it's just a prediction of normal human behavior. Folks, they're building bioweapons in labs. You don't think somebody's going to use it against you? I mean, come on. It's like they were building the atom bomb. You don't think they were going to drop it? It's like the same thing. They were creating a massive spy grid. You don't think they're going to use it? Of course they were going to roll all of this out.
Now, the problem with certain people getting into power, they let the power go to their head. I believe Trump is taking it well, and he's doing really good with it. I do not support the fact that he's going this far out with this coronavirus. I believe that he needed to at first, but I'm telling you now, he needs to stop the crap of the coronavirus and go after these people.
Oh, it's time. Oh, guaranteed. I mean, it's overdue, but yeah.
If he did that, I guaranteed he'd probably get 72% of all votes.
Oh, it'd be huge. See, and that's the thing. There would be so much voter energy in November. Now, he's got time. I mean, that's, I'm an impatient person. I tend to get wound up here. But he does have plenty of time to do such a thing. It's just it's frustrating for us in the day-to-day struggle here because it feels like we're getting beat over the head with this tyranny, and it's just nonstop. And we'd like to see some action here. But, yes, if Trump actually went after these people and we started seeing some arrests and some real draining of the swamp, there would be so much voter energy in November. It wouldn't even matter, folks. Most people don't even vote. If you get 70 million people to vote, you win easily. It's over. It's not even 50% of the population. So, and him doing that would do it alone. I mean, there'd be people that haven't voted in years because the whole thing's so corrupt. They'll race to the polls. They won't even think about a mask. They'll be like, wow, somebody's finally doing something about this corruption. And by the way, folks, it's going to be a lot different than it was. Because here's the thing. In 2018, when they had the midterms, they were in the middle of the Russia hoax. A lot of people were still buying it. Impeachment hoax, a lot of people were still buying it. That's all in the past, folks. So now more people are going to be supporting Trump coming around in November. And those people are going to be voting red in their Senate and House races. So I do have some more news about some propaganda, how they're trying to intimidate Republican voters, but I'll get to that later. But Amy has an interesting point about Trump that I brought up earlier that Charles was a little bit talking about. Charles, thanks for the call. Amy in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Good to talk to you. Trump has me totally confused because he goes on Twitter and defends our freedom, and then he goes to the press conferences. When I heard he was canceling them, I thought there was hope. He goes on the press conferences and pushes testing and vaccines and opening slowly. And I don't believe anyone who values freedom wants any of that. And now in California, they're talking about the COVID tracers that can go into your home and take children out of the home. And Trump is supposed to be the one defending us from the human trafficking of children. And the deep state makes all the money off the human trafficking. Well, where are these children going to go that are taken out of people's homes? And it's just so confusing. If he doesn't stop it, you know, he's not going to have any of my support.
Well, and I'm on the same page. And that's what I was asking earlier. It's almost like it's two different Trumps. Or it's like two different people. Or like he recognizes he has to change tack entirely when he's talking in front of a podium or instead of on Twitter. And so I'm the same way. I mean, he's putting up treason and showing Obama in jail and all of this stuff. But then he's promoting testing and vaccines and the shutdown and the coronavirus hysteria. And it's just like, so, I mean, how do you measure it? I mean, seriously, what do you think?
Well, I just don't trust him now. I mean, I don't trust people who go back and forth like that.
Hey, look, I'm the same way, and that's why I'm sitting here telling the president, you need to stop, man. You need to stop. Look, if you don't want to start pushing for reopenings because you know the media is going to join you or, you know, attack you for it, that's one thing, and I don't even support that, but that's one thing. But for you to knowingly go along with their propaganda and put out their propaganda, that's an entirely different thing. And so even if he does think he's addressing different people, it has to be a different person when he does that. I tend to agree with you, Amy. It just instinctually, it makes you not want to trust him. But also, it's like, again, it's like, you know, somebody spits in your eye, you get mad. It's like, oh, we're going to have to test and have the vaccines, and this is good. And you're sitting here like, no, that's everything I don't want. I don't want a test. I don't want a vaccine. I want to go back to being an American, living free, a sovereign citizen. This is tyranny. Say something bad about the tyranny, President Trump. And it's just like, well, we're leading in testing.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Folks, this is not just a plug. Well, I mean, it is a plug, but, like, I'm dead serious. I didn't sleep well last night, and I'm starting to drag here. And when I went to get my second cup of coffee, there wasn't any fresh brew, and I kind of just lost. I forgot about it. Because I came back in here, and it was a short break, so I didn't have time to make any. And I was just kind of hitting this lull, and I reached for my coffee mug, and I realized, oh, wait, I don't have coffee. And so the crew is whipping me up a fresh brew right now of the InfoWars Patriot Blend coffee at InfoWarsStore.com because I'm desperately in need of that coffee right now. The lack of sleep last night is starting to catch up with me. So, yeah, I'm in desperate here, folks. I mean, I'm desperate. I need a cup of Joe right now. And so the crew is getting on that. It's the Patriot Blend, 100% organic. Wake up America coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. So, look, I'm going to have to lean on the callers here because I'm beat and I'm tired and I need a cup of coffee before I can really be a good host again. So I'm going to have to take a call here while the crew gets my, fresh brew going here. So let's go to Jefferson in South Dakota. Jefferson, why did Barack Obama do it?
Why wouldn't they? They can they spy on every single one of us. Why wouldn't they? They can do whatever they want with
So, yeah, I guess that's the true point. It's like, well, they already spy on all of us, so it's not like really anything changed, except that they put it on record and got the FISA warrants and stuff to legalize it.
Oh yeah, the fake authenticity of violating us. It really has been a massive loss of liberty in this country since 9/11. And yes, the guys that go before, you know, I was aware, you know, OKC and Waco, and I was around during that. And it's been a long time coming. And the Patriot movement has basically just said, well, I'll wait for them to come for my guns and then I'll deal with it while they've built this massive infrastructure of tyranny. And it makes me very disturbed, as you well know, Owen.
Well, and, you know, here's the problem. And I'm talking to friends and family over the Mother's Day weekend. And it's just so sensitive because I don't want to turn everything into politics in my life. And half the time when I talk to people, that's all they want to ask me about. But... So when I'm talking to my friends and family and, you know, of course the coronavirus is a big thing. It's to be expected. And they know. I'm like, look, I'm not wearing a damn mask. I'm not afraid. I'm not buying any of this. It's all a big hoax. But, you know, some of them that are taking it more seriously. And we start talking about what the world will look like on the other side. And I'm saying, like, it's not good, the trend. What do I compare it to? 9/11, just like the caller just said. Well, we were lied to about 9/11, folks. But then it all goes back to 9/11. It's like, oh, but remember how we had to change travel and change this, and then we had to get spied on for our own safety. And people still buy that. People still buy that. And it doesn't even matter that there's no logical conclusion. You just say, well, so what happened on 9/11 that was so bad? Is that, well, you know, the people captured the plane. They just want to kill us all the time. See, and that's like a whole nother thing. It's like, man, you know, look, I'm not trying to go down this geopolitical aisle right now, but, like, let me tell you something, folks. We got all these Muslim terrorists held up in Gitmo, Okay, that's fine. It's nice that we have all of Israel's enemies locked up in Gitmo. You know what? I'm ready for some of America's enemies to be locked up in Gitmo. Okay. That's what I'm ready for. So it's nice we've been fighting for Israel for the nice, you know, 20 years or whatever, and putting all the enemies of Israel and the Muslim terrorists in jail in Gitmo. That's been fine. I'm ready to start seeing some American traitors in Gitmo. I'm ready to see the American taxpayers actually go against our real enemies. Because, yeah, just like 9/11, I lost a lot of freedoms and my civil liberties have been eroded because of a false flag on 9/11. Now it's on a global scale with the coronavirus hoax, and it's the same thing. And even though you can't even wrap your head around or justify what happened on 9/11, you know that the world changed after that, and it's okay because it was for your safety. That same thing is happening now, except it's more obvious, it's been more rejected, and it's dead on arrival. But it's weird because it's almost like it doesn't matter. They're rolling out the tyranny anyway.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Oh my gosh. You know, I'm just so over this crap, man. And this goes back to the frustration that Amy, the earlier caller, voiced and that I'm feeling too. White House directs West Wing staffers to wear masks after at least two aides test positive for COVID-19. This is all so dumb, folks. I mean, look, I'm not even like, see, I'm not like an elitist that sits here and says, hey, because I want to go fast on the highways, I want you out of my way, so I'm just going to kill you and get you off the highways. But like, so like, I'm not the elitist where it's like, hey, I'm a lot smarter than you, so like, you know, get out of my way and let me run your life. But it's just like, I guess it comes down to this. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm a lot smarter than you and I'm a lot braver than you and I'm not afraid of this, so I'm not going to wear your mask. But see, that's what it's all about. It's all about taking the lowest IQ and turning that into some mob rule out of fear and shame. It's like a weird version of Idiocracy, except that everyone gives over to the stupidity and the ignorance because they're afraid of standing up to it, or they're afraid of being told they're bigoted or rude for standing up to it. So it's like, okay, we now have a nation full of cowards that want to wear masks everywhere, and a nation full of cowards and bureaucracies that want to bully businesses and say that they're going to shut you down if you don't enforce a mask or wear a mask or take a temperature at the door. But then we're all going to let that rule us because we're so afraid of being blamed for it, or we're so afraid of, like, for example, when I go out and I see people wearing this crap around their face, I want to say, hey, dumbass, you know that doesn't help. Hey, dumbass, if it's not an N95 mask, you might as well not wear it. Hey, dumbass, if you really think this ninja virus is flying through the sky, guess what? It's going to poke you in the eye, too. You're going to start wearing goggles or a hazmat suit? Hey, moron, you just touched the same keypad that everybody else touched before you. But see, you can't do that. You can't shame these people. That's considered politically incorrect. So now what happens? So I don't shame them because it's politically incorrect, and now I have to live in their world. Now I have to live in the world of delusion. I have to live in the world of fear. I have to be dominated by retards. I don't want that world. I want to live in the world where I'm free and I get to make my own decisions. Do I want a cup? This is a fresh brew right here. This is a fresh cup of coffee from InfoWarsStore.com, Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Probably boiling hot. But I am desperate for that bold flavor to be on my tongue. I am desperate. So you know what? I'm going to take a risk. And I'm going to drink this hot cup of coffee. Now, a more cowardly person might wait. Or you might say a smarter person might wait. I'll take it either way. However, it's my decision to drink a hot cup of coffee. And you can't say, Troyer, drinking a beverage that has a temperature of over 120 degrees Fahrenheit is illegal. And you will be arrested if you do that. Really? Kiss my ass. Pretty hot. Definitely worth it. Great job to Sam with the fresh brew today. So you see, I don't like being dominated by a culture of morons. And simply because I'm not a moron, it's now a painful experience to go out in the world. But what am I supposed to do? How, see, if you're so, think about it like this. If you're so afraid of this coronavirus that you're wearing a mask or a t-shirt or whatever you've made up and putting over your face, if you're so afraid of that, think about it like this. What research have you actually done into this that makes you wear that? None. All you've done is flipped on the television and then done it out of fear. Because if you actually knew anything about it, you would realize that there is zero logic behind a face mask at all. Unless it's the N95. And then you just look like an idiot. But fine. If you wear the N95, it's 95% of the inhalants or whatever. It stops you from breathing in. But then you got your eyes that it claims. Hell, it probably crawl in your ears. I mean, this thing's a damn ninja virus. You never know. I mean, maybe it can teleport. But it doesn't matter. I have to be dominated. I have to be dominated. I have to wear a mask. Of course, look, I do the whole thing. Oh, some stores won't let you in without a mask. There's no mask, no service here on some storefronts. Some, they'll tell you to wear the mask, and then you just say you have asthma. Folks, I can't even do community service. They shut down everywhere to do community service, and the only places where I could do community service, I'm ineligible because I've been sick this year. They call me, I'm waiting to have oral surgery. They call me, hey, we're getting ready to open up for surgeries again. Great. It's about damn time. And then you have to answer 100 questions. When was the last time you flew? Where did you fly from? When did you fly there? When did you fly back? How many people were on the flight? Have you experienced this? Have you experienced that? When was the last time you were sick? When was the last time you were around an elderly person? When was the last time you were at a hospital? When was the last time you were around a baby? When was the last time you were around Barney the dinosaur? When was the last time you watched UFOs on television? When was the last time you saw the extraterrestrial? When was the last time you swam down the deep blue sea? When was the last time you read, well, you know, Thousand Leagues Under the Sea? Like, oh my gosh, oh gee, I don't know. The pressure's getting to me. And then by the end of it, you're like, screw it. I don't even want the surgery. So it's like, this is the new world. And it's all out of fear. It's all out of deception. And see, so that's what it comes down to. You want to know, folks, living a pure life is one of the most frustrating things, while it is one of the most rewarding things. What am I talking about? I don't tell lies. I don't deceive people. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I'm about as transparent as I can get. Now, look, I have a personal life. I don't live my life here on the air, but my point is that it's just, how do I explain this? I can't live a lie. So when I go out into the public and I see all the masks, I'm trapped in a lie, folks. I'm just going crazy, man. It's like, why are we forced to live all these lies? Russian collusion, lie. 9/11, Osama bin Laden, lie. Gulf of Tonkin, lie. I mean, it's just like, we just live in all these lies. It doesn't matter that they're lies. It doesn't matter that we know they're lies. We just live in a world of lies, just a world of deceit, man. It's a cage of misinformation. It is a prison of deception. I won't live it. So what am I saying? See, it's like when you've made that decision, when you've made that conscious decision, and it's not, I'm not even making a big deal of it. People do it every day. It's just like when you've lived life enough and you've learned to just live a pure life of just honesty. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, folks. Believe me, I'm no church mouse. But I don't deceive people. I don't lie to people. I don't try to get one over on people. But when you live in that purity or that attempt, it's like it's so much louder when you step out into public and you're living in a bubble of lies. Oh, grope Grammy at the airport sitting in a wheelchair because terrorists want to kill us. Oh, you have to wear a mask at the store because there's a ninja virus flying around that's going to get in your nose and crawl around and kill everybody. And so it doesn't matter. These are all lies. We just have to live in this world. And I think that's why we're kind of sitting here, you know, at least with some part of our brain saying, why is President Trump going along with some of these lies? So, yeah, I get frustrated when I'm put into a cage, a prison of lies and deception, and I'm seeing the bars being put up around me, and then I see the president come and install a bar. I'm like, what? I elected you because I wanted to get out of this damn cage. It's like, well, I've got to put this one up here because the media is going to attack me. But it's just this one bar. It's okay. Don't worry. There's going to be 30 other bars. We're going to break it. It's like, so I can't live in a world of lies. I refuse to live in a world of lies. It drives me crazy to live in this world of lies. I don't want to do it, man. I don't want to accept it, and I'm afraid that America's accepting it just at the desperation of getting back to normal life.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So here's what it is. I'm going to go back to your phone calls. But I said the dreaded R word in the last segment. And so, of course, immediately I have friends and family saying, oh, don't say that. That's offensive. But you know what I've decided? This is the InfoWars War Room is raw, okay? And so when I'm in this chair and I'm on this desk, I'm going to be raw. And I'm giving political correctness zero quarter. I'm not telling you to go around in public shouting the word retard, okay? But I'm not giving political correctness any quarter on the InfoWars War Room is raw. And so people say you shouldn't say that R word. It's offensive. So I just send them the dictionary definition. Retard. It's a verb for hindering something, slowing development, stopping accomplishment. That's what I'm saying. We're being retarded. I'm not saying a noun. I'm saying a verb. And it's, well, it's just been used so negatively. You can't say that anyway. See, folks, and there's the rub. As soon as that's your mentality going into life, you'll fall for anything. As soon as you're afraid of offending somebody, you've given up your free speech. As soon as you're afraid of doing anything, whether it's going out into public and coughing, that might offend somebody. Going to the airport and not wanting to go through the zapping device. It's like, oh no, just don't ruffle any feathers. It's like, hey, how about I go through the airport and I say, hey, you know, why are we all here getting groped when the United States government had information about the 9/11 attack, literally ran drills that Osama bin Laden was doing it, and now I have to give up my freedoms as they're like, you know, groping you, giving you the reach around. It's like, don't do that. That's offensive. Oh, that's offensive. But, you know, lying to the entire world and then taking our freedoms, that's not offensive. You see? I don't live in that world. And I'm never going to. Ever. And definitely not here on The War Room is Raw for 3 hours a day. Because somebody has to fight this political correctness with every fiber of their being. But it's the same thing, whether the word is retard or wearing a mask during coronavirus or giving in to the 9/11 conspiracies. I mean, you know, it just go along to get along. And then they just chip everything away until every generation doesn't even recognize the world that was left to them or that they left for their lineage. And then you say, why did it get so corrupt? Why did I put my children and my lineage into this world? Because you gave in to political correctness. Because you didn't raise your voice. Because you went along to get along. And you did it because you wanted to be comfortable. And then you didn't realize with every step you took to get comfortable, you were going into a permanent state of discomfort. Let me go back to these phone calls. I'm waxing here on air. It's just, this is so deep. And this is really at the root of everything I do here, folks. Honestly, I'm not even a political person. This is the real issue facing humanity. This is why we lose everything. This is why if we don't change our stance on these things, we don't have a future, folks. We've been so corrupted. We've become such cowards. We've been politically corrected to form whatever the corporate world wants us to be. I am everything that they don't want me to be. You are everything they don't want you to be. That's why they're censoring us. Because that's the biggest flaw in their plan, is that we're not slaves. We have to willingly accept our slavery. But see, they make it trendy. They make it about being politically correct so that you feel good about it. You feel good about wearing a mask. I'm protecting Granny. You feel good about taking the political correct speech. I'm not offensive. But then you look at the world all around you crumbling down and you feel really bad, don't you? Okay, Sergeant in California. Go ahead, Sergeant.
Hey there, Owen. It's nice to talk to you again. I'm totally resonating with you 100%. I just wanted to let you know, I did some Googling over the weekend, last weekend, and I came across the Department of Justice website, Title 18 United States Code, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. That holds public officials, judges, police officers accountable for violating the civil rights of the people that they're basically in charge of upholding the law for. I went to my OC in Orange County. I went to the Board of Supervisors there, and I laid into them for 3 minutes straight. It's on video and everything. It's making its rounds on Facebook.
Yeah, where can we find this, too, so that we can, if you want, we'll put it on band.video.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can. It's on my personal Facebook, so I can send it to you guys after we get done with this call by Dropbox or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, here's the thing. I want to promote people like you because, folks, it's literally amazing you said that because I was just thinking in my head. It's like there is no pushback. It's like, you know what? On some things, maybe we can be more civilized and maybe we can give a little ground here and there. But we don't ever push back. We constantly get pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed until we're an inch away from the ledge. And that's the point is we don't have people like Sergeant confronting the city council. We need thousands of patriots doing this. I can't believe I was the only one with a bullhorn outside the jail where Shelley Luther was being held.
Yeah, I myself was on the beach this weekend. On Saturday, we had another massive protest. I was there again with a bullhorn that I had bought the night before at a hardware store. I threw a bunch of InfoWars stickers on it, and then I recorded that and went down the street saying, you know, basically we're under attack by globalist forces, and it's a communist Chinese virus.
And let me guess, because I'm trying to, because here's what it is, folks. Sergeant here. He doesn't even care about, I'm guessing. I mean, he's speaking for himself. But Sergeant here probably doesn't even care about the views on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. Folks, it's not about that. We need to change this mentality of thinking all about getting a viral video or getting the views. No, folks, it's all about taking action. That's the real victory. Whether you get 10 views, 100 views, 100,000 or 100 million views, it's all about getting in the real world and taking that action. It's 10 times more influential, that person that you're going to influence on the streets in the real world with your message, than whatever it's going to do on a digital platform. I'm sorry, Sergeant. 90 seconds. Finish your statement.
All right. Awesome. So I just wanted to say the reason why I called in was not to get my name on the air or to get my name to be glorified on band.video. Okay. I could care less. I actually don't want my name to be out there. And I have an edited video after I said my name and where I'm from. I want the rally call to be sent out. The carry-on bird is singing. We lit the torch. The alarm is sounded. I went out and I've got sunburns. I took an oath. The 14th Amendment, Section 1, says they can't make laws that violate our rights. And that United States Code I recited to you, it's simple as day. It's clear as day. If you read it, even on air, it is complete. It says that judge that put Shelley Luther in jail needs to go to prison. That is the exact statute it's under. So we'll go ahead and go with that one. And to all those InfoWarriors out there, get on your feet, get to your city council. It's not hard to do. All they're going to do is roll their eyes and look at you and say, like you're some pompous, arrogant person. But, you know, you're telling them the truth, and you're going to tell them they're going to go to prison for committing these crimes. Thank you, Owen.
Yeah, and even if you just say it to them, folks, nobody even tells them this stuff. Like, let them know, hey, we're not dead yet, man. Like, we still want to throw you in jail. We know what you're doing. Basically, more or less what I told the judge that night at his house. But it's kind of like this. Like, can you imagine if somebody, like, went up to Michael Jordan after, you know, an NBA Finals game and said, Michael, why did you dunk that basketball in the fourth quarter? It's like, because I wanted to win the game.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy. Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com, and we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months. So I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to take as many phone calls as I can this segment, and then a news blitz in the last segment. So let's not hesitate. Let's go to Corey in Nevada. Corey in Nevada, go ahead. You're on the InfoWars War Room is raw.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right, well, we marched to the governor's mansion, and we opened Nevada. He was planning on opening Nevada on May 15th, but we made it happen May 9th.
So you're directly attributing that to the march on the governor's mansion, and then the governor took action to do so?
I'm attributing it to us. My Las Vegas Proud Boys.
And so why don't you think other governors are doing the same thing when they see people marching?
Well, some people are just more stubborn than others.
It says here in the caller comments, you were wondering if they're freeing prisons right now for Trump supporters. Of course, we covered the story earlier how prison inmates are trying to get coronavirus to get out of jail. It's ironically enough, you know, this contagion, they can't even catch it when they try. I joked about that. Now it's become true. If you try to get coronavirus, you couldn't even get it, folks. Literally now it's happening. But what do you mean by that, freeing prisons for Trump supporters?
Well, I believe that they are letting people free so that they can free up space so that Trump supporters can get locked up and not be able to vote in November.
Well, I don't know how they'd go about locking all of us up. I mean, we've seen them, you know, pick apart a couple people. I mean, you know, the Roger Stones, obviously, the Mike Flynn's, the Papadopoulos's, the list goes on. But I mean, you're talking about thousands, if not millions, of Trump supporters going to jail if that was their plan to stop election. I think they're just going to go with their old form of total election theft with illegal voting.
What do you think stigma cancer are for? Do you really think they're for the sick?
I'm just simply saying they're not at a point of dragging us off to FEMA camps right now because Americans are more fired up right now than ever before. I mean, the only reason they would do that is if we all died from a bioweapon.
Okay, Owen, I'm not trying to push your buttons or anything, but I am saying that if they are doing one thing, then one other person has to do another thing to counter that.
Okay.
It's a simple statement, I mean.
Okay. All right, Corey. Well, thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Owen. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
I think the words you were looking for earlier was a matrix of lies. We live in a matrix of lies, and you can't take people out of the matrix unless they're ready or you're going to destroy them. That's all the liberals.
Yeah, it really is more of a matrix because at least in a prison, you kind of know you're in there and you can kind of see the prison bars around you and there's at least like a key to open the door and get out. This is like complex, misunderstood. You can't see it. And so, yeah, it is a matrix of lies.
All right. So I wanted to say that I think we need to move to, instead of just confronting the globalists and shouting at them about the kinds of they know, we need to Mirandize them. We need to read them their rights and citizen arrest them. And that way, you know, they're actually being held accountable for their crimes. You can go to judges and get warrants for them, too. Am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay, cool. So there's that. I think the InfoWarriors need to go out and just start, you know, placing. If you can get close enough to a corrupt judge or even George Soros, read him his rights and try to take him in, you know. Next thing I want to say, I think Bill Gates is actually the first horseman of the apocalypse. The first horseman is the horseman of pestilence, you know, a.k.a. disease. He comes with a bow, and when he gives you a shot, you get sick and die. I also wanted to say, It's really weird. What percentage of celebrities got coronavirus compared to the normal, you know, population? Like 99% of celebrities get coronavirus, but all the normal people, nobody even got it.
Yeah, which is, it could be, you know, either just totally fake or just because they were getting testing.
Celebrities, they always use that to push products, you know, these basketball players to sell products and everything. The same thing with the coronavirus.
But, you know, and by the way, here's what I was getting at earlier. because I have family that work in the vaccine industry. And I just, I don't, it's not, because these are people that I would say, I mean, I know, I love them, I trust them. And they're literally, I mean, folks, any of the big pandemics, I literally have had family at top working on vaccines. I mean, they're getting labs to work personally. But my point is that how can I even trust anything when this is such an unknown realm? Like, yeah, you could get a coronavirus isolate or a COVID-19 isolate and you could be studying it. How do you know that's the same thing that's going on in someone else's body? How do you know it's the same thing at all? How do you know it's not a mutated version of that? How do you know the most recent mutation? By the way, I'll get to this in my news blitz, but folks, they already report that when you get, I mean, it's from the CDC, when you get a flu vaccine, your chances of getting a respiratory virus actually increase. So getting a flu shot increases your odds of coronavirus. So, Mike, thank you for the call. Let's go to Elena in New York. Go ahead, Elena.
Hi, Owen. I'm calling in because I'm doing remote teaching, and I have a link to try to reach inner city parents and children with postcard mailing. I feel like it's really, really important to reach into the home, especially at this time. So Gibson for NYS Governor, Gibson for NYS Governor Derek Gibson is running, and he's already hooked up with postcard mailing, and he would like to reach out to inner city parents. Second to that is an education link, which I would love to work with you on because I'm working for Google Oogle. I'm working for Google Oogle. I refuse to say their name. And they're funding, you know, the teaching, everything, the curriculum.
Oh, yeah, it's all Google and Microsoft in the classroom, Zoom for the classroom now. Folks, they're even going into the homeschooling thing now. Again, like I said, it was just Sunday morning. I was cooking breakfast. I threw Nickelodeon on. I mean, the coronavirus propaganda, folks, is literally around the clock. I mean, your kids, if they're watching cable entertainment, they're literally being brainwashed. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I'm sitting there watching it. Like, imagine if you were a kid, you don't know any better. And it's all being like, oh, yeah, accept it. And that's how you're a good person. The kids don't know any better.
But if they get a postcard in the mail with another link choice where they're going to be able to see other educational connections and not be politicized from within their homes, within the public school system, that's my idea.
And I just hope that because you're making measurements and you're trying to help your local community, I just hope that there is some sort of measurement being made at the largest level by the president on this. Because, folks, I'm telling you, the amount of propaganda that has been forced into the minds of America and the youth, unless it is 100% matched with equal power of information, even if Trump has massive success and we do kind of come away from this and we realize it was a hoax, it won't even matter. The kids have already been so brainwashed, folks. It won't even matter. We have to do something that is so loud and dominant in the face of this coronavirus hoax that it's the only way to beat their propaganda. And folks, I mean, seriously, it really is. Bill Gates and Fauci need to be fully investigated, and they probably belong in a prison in Gitmo. I'm dead serious, folks. Obama with his illegal spying, and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Susan Rice and Sally Yates and Lois Lerner, they all need to go in jail. Okay, we got Gitmo. We've been the world police for Israel for way too long with all these Muslims in Gitmo. Okay, let's put the anti-American traitors in Gitmo. Let's put the communists in Gitmo. Let's put the technocrats in Gitmo. Let's put the Silicon Control Freak Authoritarian Dictate Elite in Gitmo, man. I'm done because I'm telling you, folks, the level of brainwashing that we're accepting right now will live forever if it is not directly combated in full force with something that is more paramount than this coronavirus was ever sold to be.
Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance, and we're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment, who hate themselves, project their hate onto us and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again, because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
What year do I become eligible to run for president? Is it 2028? Because, I mean, I'm just so fed up with this crap, man. I'm going to run. I would run on two things. Bring the troops home and arrest the politicians. That's it. Who wouldn't be behind that? Bring the troops home, arrest the politicians. I mean, quite frankly, there shouldn't be anyone left to be arrested after President Trump. But who knows? Maybe President Trump doesn't want to send the criminals to jail. Like Governor Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania. I'm so pissed off. I don't even live in Pennsylvania. But I almost want to do a full three-hour show just on Pennsylvania. The governor says, I can't even read this, folks. I'm going to get so mad. I can't do it. I'm going to start yelling, and I've been good today, and I haven't really raised my voice too much, and I don't want to start now in the last segment because I want to do this news blitz. But, man, see, it's just, look, Governor Tom Wolf, I want you in Gitmo. I want you put in jail for the rest of your life. You're a traitor to America. You have broken your oath to the Constitution, and you're an open enemy of this country, and I want you in Gitmo for the rest of your life. And I want the rest of the politicians that are calling for this continued shutdown, and I want everybody involved in the Obama administration with the treason, I want them all in jail for the rest of their life, if not hung to death, okay? So I'm not going to go through Tom Wolf, Governor Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania's tweets and get all mad and start screaming and yelling. I'm just going to put it right there, just right out there for you. That's it. You know, we'll see what the citizens of Pennsylvania want to do about that tyrant they have out there. Let me try to news blitz through some of this cultural news here and move on. Elon Musk tweets out today. Tesla is restarting production today against Alameda County rules. I will be on the line with everyone else. If anyone is arrested, I ask that it only be me. Now, look, I'm kind of neutral on Elon Musk. I don't think he's that bad of a guy, but he's also not perfect because what Elon Musk does understand, where is this story? Here it is publicity stunts, if not better than anybody else, quite frankly. And so I think a lot of this stuff with Elon Musk and getting out of California has been just that, a publicity stunt. Because as the Daily Caller points out, Elon Musk, it's not about him threatening to move out of California. He actually has expanded into China. So let's not forget about that. But hey, yesterday was Mother's Day and Planned Parenthood. This is not a joke. Literally wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And don't worry, they'll keep you from being a mother, though, and murder your child for you. That's how much. See, look, Planned Parenthood cares so much about mothers. They'll murder your children for you. I mean, if anything, I mean, seriously, like, Planned Parenthood is a hero to mothers, murdering children for mothers for 50 years. You know, because those mothers hate their children, but they can't kill them themselves. But Planned Parenthood can. It's funded by the Democrats. So cheers to Planned Parenthood. Taking care of all those mothers that want to murder their babies for 50 plus years. Way to go, Planned Parenthood. You have murdered more babies than any other organization on earth. I mean, you should really be proud, Planned Parenthood. Good for you. A guy showed up to a Subway literally with a bazooka and two six shooters, and this little Democrat sleazeball is here complaining about it, saying this is Trump's America. This is why you have to vote for Biden. I just love the delusion these people live under. Like, okay, fine, you don't want some guy going around with a bazooka and a six-shooter. It doesn't bother me, but fine, that bothers you. You're a coward cuck. It's none of my business. But to sit here and act like that's Trump's America and voting Biden is the solution, I mean, that just shows the la-la land. These people don't even live in reality, man. It's like going into virtual reality every day, except it's the real world. It's like, oh, it's like, I don't even have to put on a mask. I just make up my own virtual reality. It's like, have you seen the new virtual reality video game? I don't need that. I just live in my own virtual reality. You stupid. You spent $300 on a virtual reality mask. I just pretend that the world is what I make of it. I'm so elite. It's all Trump's fault. Homeless tents in San Francisco increased by 300%. Here in Austin, same story. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on. A lot of these people are just out of work. Now they just feel, I can go live on the street with a tent for free? I'm not even mad at some of these people. But it's like, get mad at the politicians for making it happen. Dem political consultant wants to create giant holographic Joe Biden in Fortnite to rally young voters. So Republicans better wise up and do it first with Trump. We'll see if that boy, talk about dystopic. Imagine a big like 500-foot hologram Joe Biden. He could sniff like 10 women at once. I mean, imagine how many infants Joe Biden could sniff at once if he was a 500-foot telegram. I mean, let's not give him any ideas. Michelle Obama says having kids ruined her career aspirations. Actually, that's funny enough because you mean the kids that aren't yours because you're actually a dude that actually ended up giving you the career. So that's actually a hilarious irony. And notice that everything Michelle Obama does with documentaries and books, it's all about becoming or her transition. Folks, she couldn't be telling you more. She used to be a dude. Like, I'm not pulling any punches anymore. That's a dude. Animator receives thousands of death threats for racist COVID-19 cartoon. Yeah, because, you know, it's bad for you to make a cartoon about coronavirus, but if you actually make it in a lab and kill a bunch of people, well, that's okay. Speaking of Elon Musk, he did like a tweet that said his new profile picture was a game about government exposing the Illuminati for the deliberate release of a virus. And then Elon Musk liked that. So, you know, is it all publicity stunts with this guy, or is he trying to be woke? I don't know. Stripper performs in front of elementary school students and parents. I don't know what the big deal about this is. Cardi B goes to schools all the time and is on the television. Megan doesn't like it. Harry sells rifle collection to reportedly please Meghan Markle. Boy, did Harry literally chop off his twig and berries to marry her or what? I mean, good Lord. I mean, even if you are that attracted to her, is it worth it if you can't even, you know, engage in sexual activity after you lop it off after? Let's go to some of this here. Nah, it's all right, guys. We don't need Cardi B in schools. Thank you. Popular Austin restaurant Shady Grove closes permanently. And so, folks, this is the end of the mom and pop now. The mom and pop shop that had to get shut down over this is never coming back. Very sad. And it's all by design. Now the corporate world that owns everything, instead of going from 90% ownership of all commerce, will now go to 99%. And then when the next wave comes, it'll be 100. British Airways may halt plans to restart flights into July due to government's new 14-day quarantine rule. This is in Britain. But yes, all about these new quarantines. And so new quarantine rules, stay inside for 14 days. So it's like, why even travel anywhere? Oh, I want to go on vacation. Well, you can't leave your house for 2 weeks. Oh, great vacation. MLB owners approved plan to start coronavirus delayed 2020 season in July with empty ballparks. I don't think that's going to fly. Anthony Fauci says football can return once everybody's tested. Kiss my ass, Anthony Fauci. Richard Branson, billionaire to sell Virgin Galactic shares as cost of coronavirus mounts. Now, there's an interesting one. How is this affecting people like Richard Branson that aren't getting the bailouts that they desired? Well, he's selling his shares. Oh, by the way, CNN this weekend is telling you if you reopen your business and coronavirus spreads, that you'll be sued and that you deserve it. So that's CNN playing their part in their tyranny role. And how ironic is this? As we're learning more and more every day, literally it's trickling out more and more, but all the lengths that Obama and team went to investigate the fake PPGate dossier, which they all knew was fake, but they pretended to go through all these meetings and everything. Well, imagine they went through all that effort to investigate a fake PPGate dossier, but never even an inch kibibble to investigate Jeffrey Epstein. And I mean, if that doesn't show you how ridiculous it's gotten, I don't know what will. Viral coronavirus conspiracy theory video could lead to imminent harm, banned from the internet. Oh, yes, because Judy Mikovits, the doctor that can totally expose the fraud and crime of Anthony Fauci, that's an imminent threat to you. So that's the big thing. It's like, oh, you could get coronavirus and die. And so therefore, anything that goes against the establishment accepted message of coronavirus could lead to imminent harm. Oh, you know, killing your immune system, though. Don't worry about that. Total tyranny? No, that's cool. Influenza vaccination and respiratory virus interference among Department of Defense personnel during the 2017-2018 influenza season. Turns out, you get a flu shot, your chances of getting a respiratory virus go up. So we should be thanking the vaccine manufacturers for pushing this coronavirus pandemic on us because it was their fault. So Fauci and other people are going to have to testify before Senate, but that's going to be behind closed doors. But Judy Mikovits has said she'll testify in public about Anthony Fauci under oath. All those field hospitals in New York and in Europe and everywhere in the Navy ships that were built to help the overwhelmed hospitals, guess what? None of them even saw a single patient. They're now closed, costing hundreds of millions of dollars. And now the Dr. Scarf doesn't trust the CDC. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products
regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.